Well, if I could go back in history and live, I'd like to go back to the 18th century and perhaps in colonial America, in Yankee New England, where one of my ancestors lived, because it was the beginning of something. By the 18th century, there was a feeling of community that had grown. My ancestor was a preacher travelling around the countryside. People lived in small communities. There were fishermen and farmers who provided fresh food that tasted and looked like food, unlike that in today's supermarkets. And there were small towns, and New York wasn't that far away. I'm deeply attached to the Puritan tradition, not in a religious sense, but they believed in working for something, working for goals, and I like that. They worked hard at whatever they did, but they had a sense of achievement. They believed in goodness, in community, in helping one another. I love the colonial fabrics, all the silverwork, the furnishings, the combination of elegance and simplicity. I love it. The printing, the books. I'm very attached to all that kind of thing. It may not all be very entertaining in the modern sense of the word, but I would have enjoyed spending my evenings in that environment, discussing new ideas, building a new world. And I can see myself sitting on a small chair by the fire doing needlework.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 19. Why does the speaker say she would like to go back and live in the 18th century America? Question 20. What does the speaker say about the Puritans? Question 21. What would the speaker like doing if she could go back to the past?